we argued our objections, our application to have the case referred to the Constitutional Court in accordance with Article 137.5 of the Uganda Constitution. That clause is mandatory. The issue we were conversing, they had ruled that they have jurisdiction to try the accused. And our argument is that they have no jurisdiction because the Constitution does not expressly or by implication give the UPDF, the Uganda People Defense Forces, jurisdiction over civil or criminal trials of civilians. They had all those arguments and then just dismissed them and did not refer us to the Constitutional Court. We wanted to appeal against their dismissal of our application. The right to appeal is expressly given by the UPDF Act. They rejected that. And it appeared that the judge advocate, who is an advisor of the court, had hijacked the court and was making rulings instead of advice. It was a very frustrating day, and it is clear that the general court martial is not following any known procedure.
What exactly is the charge of treachery? Because there's an article here that says that the military court introduced a new charge of treachery.
The charge of treachery is a vague or nebulous charge. Treachery is also similar to treason and actually connotes betrayal. It means the prosecution is on a fishing expedition. It's trying to suggest a conspiracy between the accused or amongst the accused persons.
What can you tell us about the addition of Captain Dennis Ola to the charge sheet? Did the defense know about him before today?
The addition of Captain Ola was a surprise to all of us. To begin with, Captain Ola has been in custody since October, I'm told, 2023, when he was arrested and charged in the court martial along with other civilians. I'm told about 30 or 37 people. They're already charged with offenses relating to security. They've been in custody all that time. If you look at the charges affecting our clients who were abducted in Nairobi last November, it is for offenses alleged to have been committed in Greece, Switzerland, and Kenya. One wonders whether Captain Ola met them before his arrest in October 2023 or later. We are waiting to see. Today, our clients declined to plead to the charges because they still hold that the court has no jurisdiction, and they would have wanted the Constitutional Court to pronounce itself on all the matters raised, including the issue of access or facilitation to have lawyer of choice. And as you can see, the arbitrariness of the court martial, the lack of failure to follow procedure, failure to work according to the law, adversely affects the accused persons. These are our issues, and we feel that we may not get justice in this court.